Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Sam, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, Ruben. How are you?
Good, good. Sorry for all the phone tag. I just called you, went straight to voicemail. I tried to ring you back, and when you called me, I didn't even see the call because I was on two lines. Welcome to my life. It's been a little hectic, to be honest. So I wanted to, you know, you asked me to keep you informed. I'm trying to do that and keep you informed every step of the way. I haven't gotten any clear answers. I'm going back and forth with credit on a tremendous amount of questions. Literally, I ask one question, I get two in return, I answer those two, I get one back. It is a lot of back and forth. You're an existing customer of mine, and I actually do work with the supplier. I actually know the supplier who sells the equipment, someone that they work with. I know them on a very personal level. I am not the kind of person that, even though I'm in sales and business development, I don't hold my customers like tight reins. I don't say, like, it's my way or the highway. All I can tell you is I am working extremely hard on your file to find a solution. I don't have any definites yet. I also understand that customers have time-sensitive needs, so I wouldn't be offended by any stretch of the imagination if you applied elsewhere, but I do think I'm a person that and a company that has a good understanding of the stone industry, so I'm just waiting, and that's the reality. It's me saying, hey, look, I don't have any answers yet, but I'm trying, and I'm going to keep you informed every step of the way.
Okay.
All right. The biggest issue, to give you a little feedback, and here's the biggest issue, and I think you'd appreciate some information, correct? I'm sorry?
I couldn't hear you. What you're saying?
You'd appreciate some information, like some of the things we're trying to get through, correct? Does that matter to you, or not really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
So here's the basic idea. When it comes to, like I said, 20 or 30 grand, people are basically looking at it as a signature loan. And they're basically saying Sam and his wife will most likely, if their business doesn't do well, they'll most likely pay us because even if they don't go well, they generally pay their bills in a timely manner and they value your credit. The biggest challenge for this transaction is this. Because the credit has some big tax liens, it's not just the credit, it's also the dollar amount. When you look at the financials, the biggest fear is this, and I've done a lot of these transactions and I've seen them go well, I've seen them go haywire. So the biggest challenge that our underwriters are running into is that right now the justification is forward looking. And by that I mean you're basically saying, hey, look, if I get this equipment, I can do this with it. But when a lender looks at your financials or an underwriter, they're saying, well, right now the tax returns of their financials, they don't show the breathing room. So you're basically I'm basically working with an underwriter to say, hey, look, this person, if they can get this equipment, will pay. And trying to make them comfortable with the down payment because I'm asking them to stretch on the dollar amount. It's a very difficult process, but it's my job, and I'm looking forward to hopefully finding a solution at terms that you're okay with. So I will continue to work hard. I don't have any definites as of yet, but I just want to keep you informed and let you know I'm working on it, all right?
Okay.
All right, I will continue to bust my ass, and I will talk with you Monday.
All right, thank you.
You got it, brother. Okay. Bye-bye.